Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off about pop culture. I'm your host Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
Not a lot happened this week in pop culture, to be honest, other than so a few episodes ago, we were talking a lot about like these new celebrity relationships that were like in the headlines, and one of those was Lucas Gage and Chris Appleton. Well, and me and Steven were like, I don't know about this. Like, it's like very vague. Well, they're engaged.
Yeah, like they're just like a picture of them. Like they could have just been bros. Like there's no like proof that they were in a relationship. Where we're like, well, maybe they are, I guess. Engaged.
Engaged to be married. To be husband and husband.
Yeah, it's just wild. I mean, good for them.
Yeah, I love that. But I was like reading about it and like, so I mean, they haven't like officially announced it. This is just like reports, you know, coming out, but they've told their family and friends, but they don't have rings. They're like going to pick them out together. But then like, how do you know you're engaged? Do you know what I mean? Like, how did you just like look at each other and you're like, hey, want to get married? And then like, that was it.
Right. Like, I'm not always the most traditional person, but I don't know. I feel like you need the ring.
I feel like you need the ring too. I feel like you need, like, someone needs to get down on one knee and propose.
Right. Because it's just like, hey, do you want to get married? Like, that's not an engagement.
That just sounds like a conversation. Like, hey, you want to get
Yeah.
married? Yeah, someday. Okay, cool. Me too. And then you like take it from there. I don't really call that an engagement. I call that having a conversation about your future.
So, I don't really get it. I guess I don't really know what's going on in the inner workings of the relationship. Whatever. Good for them. I don't
Yeah,
really
good for
care.
them.
At the
Mazel
end of the
tov.
day, who cares?
Yeah, at the end of the day. yeah. Well, Mazel tov to the happy couple, and I wish you a lifetime of happiness. Okay, I just like really want to get into the Barbie movie trailer. Can we do that? Can we please just
Yeah,
do that?
that's fine because that's all I really have for this week. That's all I want to talk about. Let's just do it.
That's all I've been able to think about this week. So the Barbie movie trailer, the full thing, finally came out. I mean, that first shot where she's a walking in those little Barbie heels. She steps out of them and her feet are still in a perfect Barbie point. Actually, Chrissy Teigen, of all people, let me pull it up. She tweeted like my exact thoughts about that frame. Yeah, who would have thought Chrissy Teigen could like put my thoughts out in a tweet? I don't know. So she posted a picture of Margot Robbie's feet in the Barbie point, and she said, I need to know everything about this shot. How many takes? If she held on to something, was she harnessed? Is the landing mark sticky? Are they her feet? Who did the pedicure? Really just a documentary on the shot. I couldn't agree more.
That's funny. I haven't seen a lot of people post that, like, still.
I just like because okay, to stand like that, like how?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like in that perfect angle, how?
Because she's Barbie.
Yeah, she's Barbie and she can do anything. I still truly like don't really know what the movie's about. I think they
Okay,
like
I'm glad
go
that you agree.
okay, thank you. So it looks like Barbie and Ken, the Margot Robbie Barbie and the Ryan Gosling Ken,
To
they
be
like
specific.
yes, because well, I mean, we'll talk about this in a second, but it sounds like they or it looks like they like try to go into the real world and leave this Barbie world that they're living in.
Right.
I don't know why or how or like, I don't know. I don't really know the plot. I don't think many people do, but I think that's also smart because it's already Barbie. You're already making a movie about something that is a sensation and has been for decades upon decades. So it's like people are going to see it anyways without knowing the plot, or at least like fully knowing it.
Yeah, I'm 100% okay with not knowing the exact plot.
Me too.
Because I was gonna see it just from the initial cast images, like
Yeah.
when the first picture of Ryan Gosling as Ken and Margot Robbie as Barbie, like that's
Chills.
all I wanted to see.
I'm getting chills right now.
I was gonna see the movie, like, so I don't even care about, like, I watch these trailers, but like I don't care about them. I don't need them. I was gonna see the movie anyway.
Yeah, right. But this cast is fucking stacked. I can't even like name everyone who's gonna be on there, but the one person who I'm so excited, Michael Cera. Michael Cera is in the Barbie movie as
Yeah,
Alan,
as Alan.
who apparently is Ken's discontinued friend. I don't care though. I never
Yeah,
knew an Alan existed, to be honest.
me neither. You know what? Who knows the all that Alan has in store for us? I just cannot wait.
It's Michael Cera. This is gonna because one of my favorite movie genres is Michael Cera core.
Yeah, we literally talked about
Superbad.
him last week.
Yeah, see? Like literally. Superbad, Juno, like you name it. I love a Michael Cera movie. Love
Yeah.
it.
So, yeah, we were already going to be watching, but this is just like, what an exciting announcement. I was like, what the fuck? Michael Cera? Are you
I thought it
kidding
was
me?
I thought it was fake, and I was like, why are we like making a meme out of Michael Cera being in the Barbie movie? That's really weird. But then I found out it was real, and I was like, just when I thought this movie couldn't get any better, Michael
Right.
Cera joins the cast.
Yeah. Oh my God. Amazing. 10 out of 10.
It's amazing. And so everyone in the movie is named Barbie and Ken, besides Alan. Whatever. You know.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then there's like another character named Midge, who I guess she was also a discontinued doll at some point.
Okay.
Also, do we have a Skipper? That's Barbie's little sister.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, missed the mark on that one, I guess, but whatever.
Maybe though, who knows?
yeah, who knows at this point? Like, there's so many surprises in store for us.
Yeah. And then there's all like the human characters
Yeah,
too.
right. Like Will Ferrell's in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, they also there's just like the cast of Sex Education as well.
Yes, and I love it because those are like my two favorite characters in the movie, the
Yeah.
people that play them. So can't wait to see them. I don't know what their names in real life, but you know who I'm talking. And it's the girl that plays Maeve and the guy that plays Eric.
That's
Love
Emma
them.
Mackey. I don't know the guy's name though.
Who also
Or
looks just like Margot Robbie, so makes
and
sense
then
that she's a Barbie.
the other guy too. That's dating Eric in the show.
Oh, Adam?
He's a human. Yeah, Adam's and a human.
I didn't even catch that. Because there's so many people to keep track of in this movie. There's so many people. Ryan Gosling as like the number one Ken, incredible. I guess like a while ago, I don't know, I don't remember reading this at the time, but he said that this script is like one of the best scripts he's ever read in his career. And we're talking about Ryan Gosling, who was like in The Notebook, which is like one of the greatest romance movies of all time. He's
Yeah.
been in so many different roles, so many different movies in his career, like ones that have high credibility. And he's saying the Barbie script is one of the best scripts he's ever read.
Yeah, I saw somebody post about that. I was like, is this true or are they just saying this? But yeah, I'm just gonna believe it's true.
I'm gonna believe it's true as well.
Because I never saw that either, like when the initial stuff came out, but I'm just gonna believe it.
God, he just seems like so good at playing this like bimbo guy, like him him in the back of Barbie's car when she's like, did you bring your rollerblades? He's like, I literally never leave anywhere. I literally never go anywhere without
Yeah.
them. And it's
Oh my
just
God, that's like perfect. Yeah, I mean Noah Baumbach and Greta Gerwig like wrote it. So they're both like Academy Award nominated directors, like multiple times nominated. So, like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a great script.
I mean,
So.
it from the trailer, it looks amazing. No complaints, no notes. I am gonna be the most annoying person come July 21st, probably until the end of the year, and everyone is just gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah. Christopher Nolan, watch your back.
Christopher Nolan, who? Oh my God, yeah, I'm just so excited. Like, just I'm telling you, just when I thought that this movie couldn't get any better, we got this
Yeah.
cast, we got the trailer, we got
Yeah.
everything coming out about the movie. Like,
Was Dua Lipa supposed to be in the movie? Not supposed to, but did we know she was in the movie before
see,
now?
I didn't know, but people on the internet make it seem like you're stupid if you didn't know. I had no
Okay.
idea.
I was surprised. I was like,
Me
oh,
too.
what? Dua Lipa?
I also thought that that was fake because I like didn't realize what was going on with like this Barbie blah 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 and he's just Ken. Like I didn't realize that was like a whole bit that was going on like on the official Instagram. So I
Right.
was like, "Oh, like we're all just being Barbies now because the Barbie movie's coming out."
Well, I mean, now that people were starting to do that, so.
Yeah, but I thought it was just like, I don't know, like a one-off
Yeah.
thing.
I mean,
But
yeah, I
no,
get it.
she's officially in the movie.
Yeah. I wish Saoirse Ronan was in it still, but you know what? We can't have everything that we
We
want.
can't. We came very close, but you know what? You win some, you lose some.
Exactly. This is as good as they could get, okay? She was
Also,
busy.
yeah, you know what? Probably doing a lot of other things. I forgot though that Amy Schumer was supposed to be Barbie. Like when this movie was first announced, like years ago.
Yeah.
Thank God. I don't think I could see the movie.
I probably wouldn't want to.
No. I cannot stand Amy Schumer. I'm not going to go on an Amy Schumer rant because that's not what this episode is about. But I'm just really glad that Margot Robbie is playing Barbie.
Yeah, same.
And that Amy Schumer is nowhere to be found on that roster of the cast list. And
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Okay, I guess we're just gonna get into our toast and our rose. Like we said, like not much has happened this week. And that, you know what, that's okay. You know, it's we're due for a slow week. I still have to focus on all my Vanderpump Rules shit, so you can go
All
ahead.
right. My roast goes to Tori Spelling.
Talk about insufferable. I'm sorry.
For giving herself an eye ulcer from sleeping with disposable contacts for in quotes, maybe 20 days. Excuse me?
That's why they're disposable, Tori Kelly. Tori Kelly.
No, leave Tori Kelly out of
Yeah.
this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Tori's Spelling. That's why they're disposable. I have the same contacts. You know what I do at night? I go boop, boop, throw them in the trash.
Yeah. Same, like a normal human being. Like, what? I get you fall asleep with them in, you leave them in overnight one night. Okay, take them
Hell
out in the
yeah.
morning. What is wrong with you?
Like you just really brought that upon yourself.
Like, I'm not like, yeah, you deserve an eye ulcer, but at the same time, like, what you doing?
I don't know. Like, why didn't she just take them out?
If you want, yeah, even if you have like those are the worst ones to wear for that long, but even if you have like 2 week contact lenses or whatever, you're still supposed to take them out every night.
Yeah.
It's like they can get lodged in your eye, and then there's just like bacteria in your eye, and it's like, well, what the fuck, you dumbass. And she's
Thus
wearing a Paw
leading.
Patrol shirt.
God, I didn't even notice that.
I didn't notice until now when I pulled the picture again, because it's just like this picture of her. I can't really tell if she's in a hospital bed or not. Probably not at this point. But she's got like an eye patch on and her glasses on. And you know what? I just know she took this selfie like 25 times before posting it too.
Absolutely. Tori
And
Spelling is someone who just like is such, I don't even know how to describe her, just like such a mystery to me. I don't know if that makes sense, but she just like, I she's just like a celeb, like she is like the out of touch celebrity, I feel.
yeah. She's like also like one of those people who is like everywhere, but like nowhere. I don't know how to explain it. Because like,
Yeah,
who actually cares? It's like,
that's
okay, Tori
why,
Spelling.
yeah, that's why it's like a mystery. Like, I remember when she had her own reality show with her husband, and her husband is a fucking weirdo, and they were gonna get divorced, but then they ended up having like five more children after that. I think they have like six or seven, and then she's like going bankrupt, but then all of a sudden she isn't anymore, and now she has an eye ulcer, and
Yeah.
I don't know. She has a lot going on, but like nothing at the same time.
Yeah, she's just one of those people who just like went from like B-list actor to like reality TV star, and all she does is like reality TV appearances now.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't know how else to get a check. Or and then she'll like write a book. Like she'll just do anything to like for a check.
Like,
Like she doesn't have like a stable
yeah.
career. She'll do anything for a check. Which like not knocking the hustle, but it's, yeah, she's just like always there, but like who actually cares?
Right. That yeah, exactly. That's Tori Spelling in a nutshell.
Anyway, that's enough of shitting on her, I
Yeah.
guess. It's like I don't actually like dislike her or anything, but she's just there. I just like I don't know, just don't sleep with your contact lenses.
Yeah, moral of the story, don't do that.
Yeah. All right, my toast goes to the Barbie movie. Maggie kind of touched on it, but basically for not having Amy Schumer in it anymore because I would not have watched it.
There you go.
And that's it. I figured we would talk about it, but I don't have another toast, so.
Okay. There you go. You can say it again. I'll echo that.
Exactly, right?
My roast goes to people who, specifically housewives, who are using Ozempic when they don't need it, just purely for vanity reasons and to lose weight when they don't need to. I know this has been kind of like a conversation that's been going on for a while, but it just like is becoming more of one because for the past 2, 3 weeks, some of the housewives that have been on Watch What Happens Live, like I'm looking at them like they are so skinny, like scary skinny. And that is like not what they looked like during filming, which, you know, which isn't that long ago, less than a year. And Andy Cohen is also, you know, just verbalizing what everyone is already thinking. And he's like, why do you look so skinny? Like, specifically this week, Dolores from New Jersey was on there and he was like, you look really skinny. And she goes, Ozempic, like, it's not a big deal.
Oh my
And
God.
yeah, I just think it's really, for many reasons, it's very dangerous. One, you're taking away a vital and beneficial medicine for people with diabetes that like actually need it. And there's a shortage of it because you people just like can't either be like secure enough with yourself. You don't want to work out and lose the weight that you want to lose in a healthy way. Or you like go pay for a liposuction like you do for everything else. Like go get some more plastic surgery. What's another procedure? You know what I mean?
That is so true. Go fucking get liposuction.
Like, I mean, Dolores, I love Dolores. I think she's a beautiful person. She's stunning. She's had so much work done and it all looks great. So why not just go get some more lipo? Get a little facelift. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she looks like scary skinny. I was nervous for her. And she's had a BBL in the past, and that BBL was BBLing on Watch What Happens Live because she's so skinny.
Right. Why? Like, how are they getting prescribed this?
That's what I'm wondering as well. I don't know. They must be getting it like under the table somehow. I have no
Because
idea.
you're
Or
admitting this, like, their doctor should be in trouble. whoever prescribed it for them. Because unless you have a type 2 diabetes diagnosis, you should not be taking Ozempic.
Exactly. And I mean, like, these people, oh, for one, they're figures in the entertainment world, so like they have connections. And two, even before that, like, these people are prominent people in their communities, so they also have connections through that, and they could probably get mo whatever they want most of the time, whenever they want it.
Okay. Yeah, true. I'm just like, I've been getting sick of the Ozempic discourse, not in this aspect, but like I kept seeing people like joke about like at the Oscars and stuff like, "Oh, look at her on her Ozempic." But like maybe it's fucking true.
Yeah, no, I think next time you see a celebrity, or like specifically probably like a reality star, I don't know, and they look like way skinnier than they did like just a few months ago, they're probably on Ozempic.
That's so messed up. Yeah, people were saying about Mindy Kaling and it was making me mad because I was like, come on, people. Like, she could
Yeah.
be on Ozempic,
She
but
could
like,
be.
I was like, maybe she just lost a little weight.
Yeah.
She didn't look deathly skinny. She looked like what she did
No,
like 6 years
yeah.
ago.
Yes, like at the Oscars, she did look like she lost a lot of weight. But like, these people that I'm seeing on Watch What Happens Live for the
Right.
past few weeks are like they're down like 20, 30 pounds, where it's like they were not heavy to begin with at all. So it's like very noticeable and very scary. And just like another thing is that like it's just promoting like diet culture and like poor habits of like losing weight and like insecurities, and like, not that these people are like, you know, they don't sign up to be role models to like young girls or anything, but it's just like you're still like promoting a lifestyle that isn't healthy, and I just like don't think we should be joking about it or like
Yeah,
taking
it
it
just like
lightly, you
it's
know?
just like promote it like it promotes like misuse of medications. So like, what am I gonna try fucking heroin next because it makes me skinnier? Like, I mean,
Man,
I
it's
know that's like a
extreme.
jump. I know that's like a jump, obviously. But like, just in general, like me just taking pills I don't need because it's gonna like give me this side effect I want. You know what I mean? It's just like saying, well, it's okay to do that. Like, especially if we're just like saying it on fucking national television.
Right. Yeah, and these people are also like, yeah, like no side effects. I feel great. I don't know, girly. Your organs might be shutting down and you just like don't know it because you are so skinny and your body is not retaining any good fat that it needs to and
Probably not
nutrients.
if he's that skinny.
But like the side effect is like, I just don't eat. I'm just like never hungry. That's a problem.
Right. Yeah, it's not meant for you.
No. Oh my
Ugh,
God.
yeah, that's so messed up. Ugh, I
Yeah.
hate it.
So,
I hope their doctors get their license taken away.
me too. I don't know. I just feel like it's the start of a very slippery, oh my God, I can't speak. I just feel like it's the start of a very slippery slope. And I'm not excited to
Because,
watch it.
yeah, because I'm pretty sure it's not FDA regulated for weight loss. I think it's only FDA regulated for type 2 diabetes. Like,
Yes, it is.
huh. All right. Well, I'm just annoyed now.
Yeah. Well, listen, my toast is nice. My toast
Okay.
goes to Kelsea Ballerini because at the Country Music Awards this past week, are they held in Nashville? Or like somewhere in Tennessee? I thought it was in Nashville.
I don't know. There's like a lot of country music awards. There's the CMAs, the CMTs. I don't know where they are.
Okay, well, I mean, regardless of wherever they were, Kelsea Ballerini performed and she brought on four drag queens that had been on RuPaul's Drag Race before, just to like make a statement of like, hey guys, drag queens are not dangerous. They're here just like purely for entertainment and to express themselves through their own art and creativity, just like all of us are here to do. So let's not make them into these pedophiles and villains that everyone is trying to make them to be. And I love that. They were just there, like literally just like dancing on stage with her. That's truly all they were doing. But it was like such a big statement, and I'm glad that there's still some people in the country music world, mostly women, that will stand up for equal human rights and be like, fuck you to anyone who thinks differently.
Yeah, thank God for like her and Maren Morris. Because Maren Morris
Literally.
was doing the same thing, like not at the CMTs. I don't think she was there, but well, maybe she was. I don't know. But
I
she was
don't
like
care.
bringing drag queens on stage. She's like, fucking arrest me, bitch.
Yeah.
I
Well,
was like,
that's why I was
love
asking if it
it.
was in Nashville, because in Tennessee, being a drag queen is like against the law now or something. But like,
Probably wasn't in Nashville then.
yeah,
I
I'm
don't
not
know.
sure. Either
Well,
way, I loved
yeah.
it.
Yeah. One of those award shows, I think they do it at the Grand Ole Opry, but I don't know the specifics. There's like three or four country music award shows that
Yeah.
happen every year. So,
I don't
but,
know. Either way, it was great. Loved
did
it.
you watch the performance?
Just saw the clips of it.
Say, I know I kind of want to watch it because I want to see if I want to see if there's any people in the audience who look a
Or
little
even the stink eye.
dissatisfied.
Got up and left because God forbid they watch a man in a dress on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, that's it. Pretty boring week, but you know what? Like I said, that's okay.
You know what? It wasn't boring because Barbie took the
Yeah.
spotlight. You know what?
Yeah.
Things could have happened and we just missed
That's
it.
very true. Like I had it was like tunnel vision this week. All I saw was Barbie movie, Barbie
Yeah,
cast, Michael
same.
Cera. That's
Yep,
all I was
exactly.
concerned about.
That's all I think about, so.
Well, you guys know where to find us on Instagram, Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, leave us a comment, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the streets. And you know, another thing I'm thinking about too since yesterday is the Watch What Happens Live episode with Tom Schwartz from Vanderpump Rules. If you are a Vanderpump watcher, go and watch that right now. Watch it again. It was the darkest but the most eye-opening informational Watch What Happens Live episode I've ever seen, and I might go watch it again because it was just so like mind-boggling. So there you go.
Wow.
See, and
Okay.
I think you should go do it even though you have no idea what's going on. It was just crazy.
I saw somebody I follow tweet that it was a masterclass on what not to do on what would watch what happens live.
It for sure was. That man needs some media training. But at the same time, I don't want him to get it because that was gold. It was gold.
Okay.
So there you have
Well,
it.
you heard it here.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.